Thanks for joining us. Today is Destination Health. We're going to get started. Questions are starting to come in pretty heavy, and we've got a guest on the first hour today. So if you've got a question, you better jump in pretty quick. Question, comment, topic, anything at all, press one on your phone. The sooner you do that, the better your odds of getting through. We're going to get started.
Money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking, and today is Destination Health. My co-host is Kim Cockerham. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about everything health, fitness, nutrition, diet, lifestyle, exercise, training, supplements, drugs, disease, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We've been lied to for decades, and it's killing us. It's time to get back and take control of our own health. Kim and I are here to help you find your destination health. We're going to get to your calls in just a little bit. Kim, welcome. It's that time of the week.
It is. It's holiday week.
It is. That's right. We're going to eat a lot of real food this holiday, aren't we?
Exactly. And spend it with people. And that's what I love about it. I always like Thanksgiving the most just because it's, you know, I love the holidays in general, but you don't have the craziness of Christmas presents and all that kind of stuff. You're just with good people, good food.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we've talked about this, the what we think of as the flu season kind of coinciding with all of these holidays. So you've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. I mean, they're all clustered into the next several months. And if we think about those times, they're more stressful, you know, families and parties and all the work that goes into that. We do tend to eat very bad around the holidays, and we tend to drink more alcohol. We tend to stay up later with all the parties, and there are some people that believe that that's what causes the flu season. It's the unhealthy living, not necessarily cold weather or what it might be. So something to keep in mind. There's no reason, you know, the last 2 years for us has been a pretty, I wouldn't call it a keto Thanksgiving, but paleo. You know, it wasn't low carb, but it was all real food made from scratch, which is kind of what this whole holiday is all about anyway. So, you know, just don't worry about being so strict keto through this time, but try to stay very strict on real food. You know, make that part of the tradition. And that's what holidays used to be about, you know, the tradition of getting together and preparing the food and the dishes and enjoying them. And you know, like so many other parts of our life, we fell into the convenience. We started buying pre-made, pre-packaged. You know, why not commit this holiday season to just getting in the kitchen and cooking from scratch for those holidays?
Yeah, you know, it was wonderful. You know, we moved, and so the past 2 years, I was kind of cooking by myself, me and the kids, and just here and that. But this year, Brittany was in town, and Brittany works with us, my daughter, her and her husband were down for the weekend. So we did our Thanksgiving on Sunday. And it really just reminded me of, it just filled my soul with her being there. We're cooking together and doing, you know, doing that. And I know it can be a challenge when people are out on the road too. I saw where one of the ladies that's big on a keto group out there had posted if somebody's going to be in Columbus, you know, around Thanksgiving, you know, so she was reaching out to try to make connections with people if they're going to be away for the holidays. So yeah, I encourage people to do that. It was a big reminder to me how little things like, I say little things like, but it was so big just to share that time cooking and getting it all ready.
Yeah, absolutely. So much to talk about, but we have a very special guest today. And I want to, if you had to say one of our, you know, I was going to say one of our more popular supplements, probably our most popular, but I almost don't feel like this is a supplement. And, you know, I put it in my Bulletproof coffee every day. What would you say our number one product is? Everybody loves it, works great.
Yeah. It's absolutely the Light Balance from the moment
it
we
is.
Brought that on board. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that product. So Lisa reached out and invited the CEO of Sensible Supplements, the company that makes it, to come join us. We're going to bring him on now. Welcome, Tim Cunningham. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tim and Kevin. Boy, am I glad to be here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Tim. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. Hey, so we just got to tell you, we love your product.
Thanks, Kevin. That's great. We love it.
So I have to admit, you know, we talk a lot about real food, and we do use a lot of very targeted supplementation, but my goal for most supplements is to ultimately get off of them. I don't want to have to be taking supplements the rest of my life. And I'm bad at doing it anyway. I'm not consistent. But the one supplement that I've tried not to use to eventually get off is the Light Balance. Just not for any special reason, just because I don't want to have to take anything. But I worked really hard at keeping a good mineral balance. And without it, I just can't. And I eat a really clean, really whole food, really nutrient dense diet. I just can't seem to keep that mineral balance right. And, you know, a couple capfuls of Light Balance in my Bulletproof coffee every day, and it's perfect. I don't even have to think about it.
Well, Kevin, you bring up a really good point. It's interesting that as we've done the research, you know, we've been doing this for about 37 years. We've been live with this electrolyte formula in its version, or as we've adapted it to what the people have talked about and what we've learned. We've taken steps along the way, blood pressure, heart rate, body temperature. We've pretty much monitored the growth of this formula. It is one of those that's hard to acquire in our normal diet. The best way to put it is, if you imagine any hospital in this country, when they take you in for any kind of acute or critical care, the first thing you want to do is balance your electrolytes. So that's pretty important. The other aspect is, in the food pyramid, we don't really talk about hydration. You know, you can live very short, 3 minutes, maybe four, without air. Water, a week or two. You can live a long time on a very low calorie diet, but you've got to have your fluids lined up. And this speaks to that bottom of that pyramid as being really important in terms of a nutrient that's pure and keeps your fluids moving in your body.
Yeah, you know, the other thing I like about it, some of the supplements or some of the additions, like things I've tried to add to Bulletproof coffee or different drinks for different reasons, sometimes the taste is so overpowering that it's hard to find, you know, something good to mix it with. What I love about this, it's just salty, and salt just enhances all the other flavors. So you put this in something and the Bulletproof coffee just makes it taste better.
I can't believe you put it in coffee. I think that's amazing. My Bulletproof coffee, I don't know. I like that creamy flavor. But you're right. It's an interesting salt additive in the fact that it's such a big salt. It's got a lot of salts in it. There's 8 salts in it. So it is naturally salty. And I probably shouldn't say this, but it makes a bad beer good and a good beer great.
Now I know how you're taking your Light Balance. I'm doing mine in my coffee. You're doing yours in a beer. That's pretty good.
Well,
like that.
Well, it's a little additive. It kind of helps. It helps the evening go better. Just a little touch.
There you go.
It spices it up. You know.
So give us some background. Where did this come from? How did you ever come up with this supplement?
37 years ago now, almost 38, I started working for a gentleman here in Spokane, Washington, that really had a unique twist on supplements. I was not into trying to find a job with a supplement company, but I met this man and he turned me on to some very interesting information. And it has to do with your ability to smell and taste critical nutrients. So I sat down with him and we took my blood pressure and my body temperature and my heart rate. And he said, okay, here's what I'm going to predict. And he put 20 supplements out in front of me, very pure. and some minerals out in front of me and glasses that he mixed. And he said, okay, I want you to taste all these and tell me what you think they taste like. You can score them. So I did that. And then he went back to what he originally said. This is what you're going to see. And he was right on the money. How did you know that? He said, well, I looked at your numbers, your blood pressure, your heart rate, and your body temperature. And you could tell all that from that. This is like 36 different things I went through and smelled and tasted. Yep.
Wow.
I said, okay, I'm in. I was blown
away.
So over the period of, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say over the period of time that we worked with those smells and tastes, they migrated. They changed as I changed my diet. They changed as I worked late or went and played football with my family. It was like, okay, what's going on here? So I thought that was pretty fascinating that there were things I could learn about my own body's functioning by using my smell and taste intelligently.
You know, it's such amazing stuff. The music's playing. I've got to get to a break. We've got plenty more. We're going to come back and talk about that and more. So don't go away. Check out the website. It's letstruck.com. This is Destination Health. I'm Kevin Rutherford. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me, and we're talking with Tim Cunningham, the CEO of Sensible Supplements, talking with him about light balance, and I do want to get into some of your other products as well. Tim, you know, when I was going through the my nutritional training, and, you know, we worked on the lingual neural testing and, you know, the tasting of things like zinc, and I just, at first, I was a little skeptical. You know, I was like, well, this just seems weird. You know, how can I put something on my tongue and tell how my body's responding to that? Or why does the taste of this aqueous zinc really mean anything? And, you know, I had to see the proof over and over kind of to get rid of my skepticism. But once I did, I thought, what an amazing thing our body is. You know, when you understand why it works, it makes total sense. You know, if the zinc, for example, or any mineral, you do a lot of this, if it tastes really strong and unpleasant, well, I'm not going to want to consume that. And if that were a food, it would be the same thing. I would be turned off from that food. But if it tastes good or even neutral, I'm going to be encouraged to eat more of it. And it's just our body's innate way of telling us exactly what we need if we learn how to listen to it.
I agree, Kevin. I'm going to, you've covered some really great questions. Here's the thing. A lot of people offer up what I call the pizza defense or the chocolate defense when it comes to trusting your body. Pizza has probably over 1,000 or 1,500 different taste points and variabilities in it, including proteins and everything else. And chocolate, it's the same thing. We're talking about very specific nutrients here. You mentioned zinc, so you taste a mineral specifically alone by itself. Your body's going to give you a pretty clear reading. You can extrapolate from that reading, if you had a dozen minerals you tasted, that the foods that were high in the minerals that tasted good to you will likely be good for you, and that's generally proven to be true. So, yeah, our bodies are amazing in their capability to respond especially when you ask them a really good question, very specific. That's what we've found.
Yeah, and we've talked about this too, and I believe part of the reason we've lost this ability, or it's been muddled, or we don't understand it, is because, you know, we don't really eat a lot of real food anymore. We eat a lot of hyper palatable processed food, and I think that interferes with, you know, our body's ability, because I don't remember being this intuitive or this in tuned with my body until about 3 years ago, when I stopped eating processed food, stopped eating grains completely, you know, ate a real ancestral diet. And I started to notice then that I could trust my cravings. And I don't think when we're eating a standard American diet, you can do that. You're going to crave Doritos. They've been engineered to make you do that. But that's not a natural craving. Yeah, that's not a natural craving. But, you know, I've noticed over the last several months, there was a time where I was craving seafood. You know, where I would, every day for lunch, I would want tuna or salmon or, you know, shrimp. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like that was turning me off. Like I couldn't even stand the thought of eating another can of tuna fish. And instead, I seemed to be more beef. And I'm to the point now where if it's real food and I'm craving it, I tend to listen to my body.
You've done a good job reorganizing your senses around some what I call prime coordinates. And I think that's what happens. We are incredibly efficient learners when we expose ourselves again to the right questions. That's right. You've found a niche for yourself that has actually reset and recalibrated what you're looking for. And since you have that tool now, it's going to shift. And when it does, you're going to follow it. That's a great gift.
It really is. I'm amazed at it. And like I say, I trust it now. In the beginning, it took me a little while. Now, the one area, you have all of the Taste and Score minerals, and we carry those in our store. I think those are amazing. You know, rather than putting somebody through a lot of lab work and testing to try to figure out some of this, sometimes it's really easy with the Taste and Score minerals to identify deficiencies. So I want you to talk a little bit about those overall. The one area that I haven't studied, and I want to, and I want you to help us out with that, is the smell and score. I find that fascinating as well, but I haven't really done any research or tried any of those yet.
That's pretty much the same platform. Here's what I want to share with you on that. Just up inside your nose and up above your mouth is a little tiny piece of magic. I call it the time traveler suitcase. This particular chemosensory brain has been a part of life's development for as long as we can remember. And it has evolved somewhere along the way in your DNA. 3% of your DNA is devoted to touching base with this chemosensory brain. This chemosensory brain has been recording every element, every salt, every mineral, every protein, every carbohydrate you can imagine. You've stored a memory base for that in your system. So when you actually expose it to very primary nutrients, it's got memory. And it's got memory of when you've been in trouble in many, many years, many generations of humans. That's what DNA does. It stores a memory. So you're actually accessing this computer and saying, hey, computer, what about this nutrient? Again, when you confuse it with 1,000 on top of a pizza, it gets a little hazy. But point specific, you put those 9 minerals in a row, fill up 9 glasses, and you can get a score set that says, hey, you're doing pretty good on your minerals, or hey, you should pick some of these up, and you could find foods that those are high in and also supplement those. So it goes from the micro, the actual specific nutrient, all the way up to the macro. If it's found in lettuce or kale, you can discover that also. Smell pretty much works the same way, Kevin. It's the same brain, and actually taste is about 30% of what we experience in taste is actually taste. There's about 70% that's mixed up with the olfactory nerves and the smell and the aroma of the food as you chew it. So So those two go together hand in hand, and they're very much supported in the biology, the nervous system, and using that chemosensory brain.
You know, this is such a fascinating topic. I absolutely love this. And I was thinking, and I'm going to try this myself, this time of year, we know for most people it's going to be very difficult over the next 4 months or so, maybe even a little longer, depending on where you live, to maintain good vitamin D levels. We don't get really enough in our food. It's difficult in food. And sunshine's our best source of vitamin D. But, you know, where I live in the Columbia River Gorge, we don't get a whole lot of sunshine for the next several months. So I'm big on vitamin D testing. But, you know, it changes so much throughout the year that I really don't want to, you know, have somebody do blood tests two or three times a year. So you do have a Smellen score for vitamin D, don't you?
That's one of my favorite ones to share with people. Vitamin D is a good one because it's such a topical event. MS statistics across the northern tier of the United States are higher. They now are pretty sure that's linked to sunlight and sun exposure. So you can actually do quite a few experiments with that little bottle of vitamin D, provided that it's pure and you can smell it. Yes, you can. We line that up with vitamin A and D so that A, D, and E are always presented to the nose, kind of like a little trifecta. And if you do that, you will consistently see those numbers rearrange themselves, and you can track it to whether you've had any sun exposure or whether you're getting enough of the foods that bring you vitamin D or A or E. It changes amazingly, and it's shocking. They'll smell like chocolate one day, and they'll smell like fish oil one day, and they'll smell like bad fish oil one day, and they rotate.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Is the A, D, and E combined because all three are fat soluble?
No, they are separate in their bottles for smelling.
Oh, okay.
You get three notes in that chord, and they change their tone according to what's needed. If you push one, let's say you went out and got vitamin D and you just ate a bunch of vitamin D for a while. Well, gosh, eventually your body might suggest, hey, that's enough on the D. Could you check in on the A and the E, please? Because they actually have an interesting relationship in that they can be repressive to the other. If you get too much of one of the lipids, you can actually suppress the other lipids. So you create other problems. A good example is hemp. That's one of mine. Everybody says, oh, you need hemp oil. Well, after about 3 days of supplementing hemp oil, and I'm tracking it with my sense of smell, suddenly it starts to not smell so good. And I notice I get a little itchy over my eyebrow. I'm like, what is that all about? Okay. So I back off the hemp oil and I go back to making sure I've got A, D, and E, and it goes away. So this is one of the interior functions we have. If you and I were just animals walking down the road, we're not talking to each other. We're sniffing. And
hey, Jim, hold that thought. The clock tells me what I've got to do around here right now. I've got to get to a break. So you've got more coming. Don't go away. This is Destination Health. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, real quick before we go into the next segment, Lisa wants me to make an announcement because this is a special announcement just for the people that are joining us on the recording. So this isn't going to be aired on SiriusXM. Looks like we've got a special on Light Balance. If you want to give it a try, looks like $2.50 off. Lisa, is that correct? And it looks like it's from today until tomorrow. Is that it? Today and tomorrow? Lisa, help me out here. All right. Looks like it. If not, I'll correct this and we'll get it out to you. But it looks like we're okay. Good. Yeah. Today and tomorrow, only for the people on the show on the recording right now, $2.50 off the light balance if you want to try it. And trust me, you do want to try it. If you're not taking light balance, you should be. I've said many times, the only supplement I absolutely take every day. All right, we're going to get on to another segment to more information. Here we go. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me, and we're talking with Tim Cunningham, the CEO of Sensible Supplements and Light Balance, and we're talking about taste and score and smell and score and just some amazing stuff. Oh, all right, never mind. Tim, this is, again, you've been doing this a very, very long time. This is fairly new to me in the last couple of years, but I was just amazed by how much there is to know about this. And you were just talking about, you know, kind of getting some minerals, or we could talk about nutrients in general, out of balance. And one of the other things I've learned that I've been fairly involved with health my whole life. And it's surprising to me how much I didn't know, but the idea of balance in minerals and nutrients, that just having a lot of something isn't always the best thing. In fact, sometimes it's bad. And that's kind of the idea behind light balance. You know, we were told forever, you know, limit your salt intake because salt causes high blood pressure. Well, now we know that's not true. It's just an overabundance of salt and an underabundance of other minerals, and keeping things in balance is really important.
Kevin, that's right on. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I will say that the way that we've been manipulated by the food science industry over the last 30 years is an abysmal story. You got to keep in mind the idea of balance. Again, back to walking down a path. If we were animals, we'd just be roaming looking for things we need. If you're a male or a female, we'd have different needs. If there were different times of the year, we'd have different needs. So the idea of roaming and looking for what we need is pretty much old school for our species for a long time. We go to a supermarket now and they're laid out to poach you into purchasing the things that have the best volume dollar amount for them, not necessarily the best volume health amount for you. So this is a take back your moment. This is one of those things where it just switch over and get into that smell and taste. And as you've done, try to recalibrate and then challenge your cravings and find out what's real. It's really helpful for you as a healthy human being to maintain that health. You ask about light balance. One of the reasons why light balance is the flagship product is over the 37 years between going through vitamins and smelling them, tasting all the minerals, and then having light balance, hands down, people just wanted to make sure they never ran out of the light balance. And here's why. I happen to live in Spokane, Washington. We are home to the 92nd Air Refueling Wing, Fairchild Air Force Base. Their motto on a silver coin, if you're a guest and you happen to be awarded one, the initials NKAWOTG. Strange, but it means no kick ass without the gas. So you can get all the nutrients you want in a pile, but if you can't deliver them to where they've got to be used properly, you got nothing. Light balance is all about transportation. It really is funny that we're talking with Let's Truck, and we're talking to your guys out there that are on the roads, because light balance is basically what gives you the lifeblood. Those eight salts have a job. It's like real estate. Water follows salt. Those eight salts are all about location, location, location. Your blood pressure, if it's too high, it means all the water is stacked up on one side of your body. It's the outside. That's what sodium does. It drives water out It puts it in the extracellular region. That'll raise your blood pressure. You could be low blood pressure, though. All your fluids are driven down into the intracellular region. Each one of those has issues. Balance means I've got the appropriate amount of fluids outside the cell and the appropriate amount of fluids inside the cell. And here's what happens when you get that. You get easy transportation between the intracellular and the extracellular region. There's no toll that you have to pay to get in or get out. You spend energy if you have to move nutrients to the outside if you're in the wrong place. You spend cellular money if you have to move fluid from the outside to the inside. Electrolytes stabilize the relationships so that things go back and forth really smoothly. So that product proved to be the one that set up the best conditions for movement of all those precious supplies back and forth and carry out the garbage. And that's why it's become our general best help for everybody.
Well, it's not surprising. Like I say, I realized right away that a lot of the supplements I was taking, you know, after I got to a good nutrient-rich diet, I was able to stop a lot of them. But every time I tried stopping the light balance, I noticed it. So I would go back to it. And I've done this multiple times, and I know it just seems, no matter how clean I eat, no matter how nutrient-dense I eat, I still do better with the light balance every day. And it's just, it's amazing that it does that. And it's amazing that I can feel it. You know, we deal with truck drivers. That's our primary market. Although it's expanding, they're so happy they're bringing in their family and friends. And we love that. But one of the biggest problems, or several of the big problems we see with truck drivers because of their lifestyle, you understand how lifestyle affects our health. And if you look at the lifestyle of a truck driver, I'm not sure it could be much worse. You're sitting for 10 to 12 hours a day, and it's not like you have the ability to just get up every 30 minutes and walk around like they tell office workers to do. If you want to get up and walk around as a truck driver, you're going to lose 45 minutes out of your day. That's to get up and walk around one time, and they have a limited number of hours they can drive. So I'm still not sure how we overcome that issue, because I know that's a big health risk. They have the constant vibration all day long, which just isn't good for our body. It was never designed to work that way. Just, you know, access to real good quality food is difficult. It's not impossible. We're helping them with that, but it's difficult. They have crazy sleep schedules, and their sleep environment is horrible. I mean, they're exposed to diesel fuel and diesel fumes, which are both pretty toxic. You know, the more I look at this, it's not surprising. And I don't know if you know this statistic or not. The average lifespan for a career male truck driver is less than 60 years old. One study put it at 57.
Wow. Boy, that's a challenging job.
It is.
Really?
It really is. And, you know, we've made a lot of headway, but one of the problems, because of their inactivity, their poor sleep cycles, the stress, and the poor quality food, is many of them are overweight, almost twice the national average, and diabetes is almost double the national average. And we know the national average is horrible. In truck drivers, it's almost double. So our go-to therapeutic diet is a very, very low-carb ketogenic diet. In the beginning, some of these guys, we have to get them down to 20 net grams of carbs a day, which is extremely low, but it works really well. It straightens up their blood sugar issues. They're able to lose weight. They're able to get off high blood pressure medication and diabetic medication. But there are some challenges with a diet that is that low in carbs. And one of them is good mineral balance. So we see people. Go ahead.
No, you're right on. You've nailed it, Kevin. I think you're spot on. Keep going.
Yeah, well, and some of the side effects we see that really, you know, bother people when they first start: muscle cramping and constipation. And the light balance, like the magical elixir for that. So we highly encourage people when they go keto to don't skip this supplement. The light balance is your best friend.
Kim, I want to talk to two things real quick. One on the keto, that's an absolute. All the research is showing that electrolytes are critical if you're going to move to keto. But the other thing you brought up is movement is our best friend as humans for a lot of time we've been moving. And that's probably your biggest deficit you got going is the guys have to sit. So if we analyze movement just for a minute, one of the things that happens when we move is that we actually move ourselves through states of higher and lower blood pressure. So when I'm running, my blood pressure goes up. It forces more fluid through the system. It actually kind of, it's just like running your engine up at a good RPM on the freeway. It gets you cleaned out. And then when you sleep, it drops down lower and recovers. So if you've got a non-movement issue, truck driving, and a sleep issue, you got two big strikes going against you. You really have to leverage what you were suggesting with your diet into being more of a helper. You almost have to go completely overboard with being cautious about your diet. So you covered that incredibly well. If I jump back to Light Balance for a minute, the blend of those mineral salts is designed to mechanically help you move into those spaces. And that's why it helps with the movement issue.
Well, it really does. And I wasn't aware of that fact. We know that it works really well. Kind of interesting to learn the mechanism behind that, because the lack of movement for a truck driver is our biggest single problem. We've made some headway on sleep. I'm pretty encouraged on that. We're going to have some things there, but the movement issue is still a tough one. So it's good to know Light Balance is helping us with that. We're going to get to a break. We've got one more segment. Don't go away. This is Destination Health. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're talking with Tim Cunningham, the CEO from Sensible Supplements and Light Balance, one of our favorite products. Tim, you know, our mission here is we know that the general public is pretty darn unhealthy and it's getting worse every year. The truck driving community is even less healthy, and I just outlined some of the many reasons why that's true. But we're always up for a challenge, and we know once you identify a problem, there's a way to fix it, and that's what we're constantly working on. So we've been working through this list of, you know, health problems with drivers, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. The good news is we've been able to make huge improvements in all of those areas with primarily diet. We do work on the lifestyle changes they're able to make. So believe it or not, we've had 400 truck drivers in a room, and I lead them through meditation sessions. We do that every morning at our, we do a big 5-day conference every year. And I had a guest speaker in, he's a best-selling author, Larry Wingett, and he's kind of a big, bold, in-your-face kind of guy. And the first morning, he was going to speak with us, and him and I were together, and he said, so how's this going to go this morning? And I said, well, I'm going to go out and open this up, and we'll do some meditation as a group, and then I'll bring you on. And he looked at me and he said, are you crazy? And I said, what? And he said, you're going to try to get 400 truck drivers to meditate. I said, oh, no, they do it every morning. They love it. So we are working on, you know, some of the lifestyle changes we can make, but we know we still have some challenges. Movement is a big one. Sleep is another. So one of the things I always do, we partner with companies for a very specific reason. We're partnered with Sensible Supplements because your products are awesome, the background and the knowledge that comes with them. So I like to kind of leverage those partnerships when I can and get people like you to, and I don't expect an answer today, but to get you thinking along the lines of what is that truck driver's day look like? How is that affecting his health? I think you've already got a good grasp of that. And what could we do? What are the things we could do to make this better? Because I believe the more minds we get thinking about that, the more likely we are to come up with good solutions.
I'm with you on that one. We could put some time and energy into that. I love the meditation. Again, you drop the guys down into a nice, relaxed position, you're going to get flow. I mean, we move fluids through our body based on our moods, based on how we move. This is doing the job, Kevin. That's a great way to do it. You got the diet handled. And I think one of the best things you bring is a real source of positive energy that says we can do this. I think I want to hear that. Every day I want to hear that.
Yeah. Once we've identified the problem and we've identified most of them, then we just start chipping away at finding the solutions. And I believe we can. I don't think there are problems here that are insurmountable. But I also believe that it takes people with a lot of that background. You have 37 years in this. I like to call on that kind of knowledge and say, you know, every once in a while, if you want to think about this, you know, maybe something will come together.
I'm in. You just let me know how I can help. I think it's a fascinating subject, and I love your approach, and I love your energy. And the guys out there that are making the work happen, they're driving everybody's product to where it's got to be. They are the last mile. It's kind of cool to be working with you.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We appreciate you coming on today. And I think we'd love to get you back and maybe dive a little deeper into the science of some of this. What we know now is it works. It works really well when you're on keto. It works really well. It would work well no matter what you were eating, but I think it does even better anytime we get to that good, clean, real food diet. And this is the targeted supplementation that we've identified. And we've identified that almost everybody needs this. It's just really so difficult to get that right mineral balance, even in a really clean diet.
Kevin, I couldn't agree more. It's a challenge today. Again, we talked about food engineering. It's not in your favor, number one. Number two, you guys are in a specialized environment for your workload. This is very challenging to the body. We're not meant to sit. We're meant to move. These guys are contrapolar to that whole idea. They sit a lot. It's stressful out there. So you've got the potassiums and the sodiums working for you, and the magnesium's a blessing. It's a good thing to keep that going in. You can use it in so many different ways. You can put it on your food or put it in a juice. Kevin, I'm standing by to help anytime you need me to call me. I'm happy. If you want to give me something to work on specifically, I'll dive right in for you and see what I can come up with.
Fantastic. We love that. Hey, Kim, any any final thoughts, any questions? We covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, you did. And I'm just so grateful you're here. I found we had found you through, it's interesting. I don't think there's a coincidence how people come into our path. And we had read in Dr. Hyman's book, The Eat Fat, Get Thin, about electrolytes and, you know, the liquid electrolytes. But yet we found you. Something spoke with us about your electrolyte solution. So no coincidence, I think, that you're part of us. And I, for one, am grateful as a runner. I had got stuck in with the Gatorades and everything like that. And I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't found your product, because it has just been a lifesaver out there, especially down here in Florida with the heat and humidity. And it has just saved a part of my life for me that's important, you know. So thank you for what you bring to us.
Hey, thank you very much for trying us out. Watch out from those colored drinks. They got colors in them.
Yeah. Terrible.
There's a lot out there I could say, but the best thing I can say is naked electrolytes in the juice or the milk or even the beer or the bulletproof coffee of your choice is a much smarter way to go.
Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. All right, Tim, again, I thank you. You and I will be talking more in the future. I'd love to leverage your knowledge. We're going to get to a couple calls, and thanks again. We're going to get to a call or two before we've got to wrap this up. Let's head off to Ohio. Herschel, welcome to the program.
Did you say Herschel?
I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say that.
Yep. It's your turn. What's up?
Okay, Kevin. A week ago this past Sunday, I woke up in the morning early, had to pee like a racehorse, so I get up, and it was so weird. It felt like my feet and hands did not work. I was reaching for stuff, trying to walk. It just wasn't working. I ended up flat dog on the floor.
Wow.
I opened my eyes and looked around, and I felt all woozy. I thought, what in the world? Scared Jenny half to death. I sat up, drug myself over, laid my head there on the mattress, and just sat on the floor. And in 30 seconds, 90 seconds at the very most, it cleared up. And I felt fine. I got up, and everything was normal. Okay. Well, then I was working on something later in the day in the house, and I had to lay down to do it. I laid down, and oh, my God. Dizzy like you would not believe. It eventually stopped as I laid there. Then when I sat back up, it hit me again. It continued through the week. It felt to me like I was congested because my voice sounded weird in my own head. So I thought, well, I don't like taking stuff. So I went ahead and took some antihistamines and that kind of thing to see what would happen. It did get better, but it didn't go away. So I didn't know what to do, so I went to a doctor, MD, and I thought, well, I am really prone to bronchitis, ear infection, sinus infection. I've had it so many times as a child. So they checked me all out. No sign of any infection anywhere. When they were done, they said, you got seasonal allergies. I said, well, I already knew that. I used to take allergy shots when I was a child. So now it is probably 75% better than what it was, but it's still there. And I thought I would call and pick your guy's brain and see if you got any bright ideas. What in the world? They even put an EKG on me.
Wow.
To see what the heart was doing. And they said, oh, well, yeah, it looks like it's ticking. Well, yeah, I'm awake. I'm talking to you. I already know that. So I don't have any idea what brought this on.
So three things come to mind. Two originally, okay. And then one gave me another piece of information. Do you ever check your own blood pressure?
I actually do. I have a machine that goes to an application on my telephone, and it keeps track so you can watch it. It is always, the highest I ever see is 125/85, but typically I'm 109 to 116 over, sometimes as low as 58 to 75.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're all out of time. I'll tell you what we're going to do, though. I want to bring you back on the next show because I want to talk about this. This is an important topic, and I've got some ideas for you. But I've got to wrap this one up. We'll pick this up on another show. Thanks for joining us. Get your Light Balance. It's an amazing supplement. That's why we had Tim on with us today. Go to the store, letstruck.com. You'll see the Light Balance there, as well as the Taste and Score minerals. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, everybody, we're going to get to another hour here, and we're going to get to a lot of your questions. I forgot to tell you earlier on the special. So this is only for people listening right now. That's why I'm not saying this when we're actually recording. If you're on this recording, we want to reward you and thank you for joining us. We'll give you $2.50 off Light Balance. That's a lot. The code, when you go in the store, you need a coupon code to get that price off. It's mineral. The word mineral. Type that in the coupon code. You'll get your $2.50 off your Light Balance. If you haven't tried it, go try it. If you have tried it and you like it, Now's a great chance to get in and get some at a better price. All right, we're going to get started on another hour. Here we go.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry.
This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs.
Back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking. Today is Destination Health. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about everything health. My co-host is Kim Cockerham. We'll take your calls about food, nutrition, lifestyle, exercise, training, drugs, disease, supplements, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call. We're going to get to those calls in just a little bit. Kim, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Glad to be here today.
You know, we have got so much going on in a lot of ways, trucking, health, all of those things. It's hard to keep up with it all, and we work here. But we've got our Keto Jumpstart course, which we've had almost 700 people go through that course. Can you believe that?
That's wonderful. And I've heard people go back as a refresher, refocus. Sometimes it'd be a great time right now too, you know, during the holidays. Don't wait till the first of the year to start something. Get in there right now and do it. If you need a restart, get in there and watch it again. Just keep it with you. I think that's one of the great benefits of it.
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot because I've been helping people learn stuff for 20 some years now, giving seminars, webinars, I go to conferences. We've tried lots of different ways of getting information out. And, you know, I looked at the online course idea almost 10 years ago, and the technology just wasn't ready. I mean, we played around, we started to build a course system back then. And I just thought, you know what, the timing just isn't right. The technology's not that great. It's kind of clunky. Most drivers didn't have a lot of access to the internet 10 years ago. So we shelved that idea. But, you know, 10 years later, we picked it back up because the technology has gotten so much better. The platforms that we've been able to build now for online teaching, so much more robust. Drivers have access now. Our courses can be done on a phone. And actually, I'm not big on working on my phone. But our course is actually very easy to take on a phone. The software really does that well. But one of the beautiful things I've found about these online courses, one, we're able to break things down into little chunks. Each idea is easy to absorb, and we can use video, we can use audio, we can use checklists and worksheets. So it's really a good way to learn. It hits all the different points. Some people learn by seeing, some people learn by hearing, some people learn by doing. We all learn, you know, with a combination of all three. And the online courses that we've created hit all of those. The other thing, and you just mentioned this though, if you were to take a traditional class, if you were to pay to go through a nutrition course or, you know, any traditional class, when the class is over, all you have left are maybe the notes you've taken and whatever material they may have handed out. The beauty of our online course is once you buy our course, you have lifetime access to that. You can go back and go through those ideas as many times as you want. And that's really the way we learn, through repetition. So if you haven't taken our Keto Jumpstart course, you really should. If you have weight you want to lose, if you are on any kind of medication, diabetic, high blood pressure, heart medication, cholesterol, if you have an autoimmune condition, you know, arthritis, eczema, the list goes on and on. There's over 100 now. The keto diet as a therapeutic diet, I think is a go-to for a lot of people. Every once in a while, we run into somebody when we're working with them directly, and maybe we'll recommend an AIP or a Whole30 as a therapeutic diet. But that's if they have something very specific wrong. For most people and the health problems we face in this country, you know, it's hard to find anything that beats a really good nutrient-dense keto diet, and that's what this course is all about.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you're at different points. Like I said, it's a constant learning thing because this is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. So you're going to learn each step of the way, and it's like watching a movie. You'll see something different each time. So they'll learn something even more every single time that they go back and watch it.
Yeah, so if you want to take that course, you really should go check it out. There's some free previews you can look at that'll give you an idea of what's in there. It's very thorough, step-by-step, covers, you know, if you are on diabetic medication, if you're on high blood pressure, how that changes things. The course is only $29. You're just not going to find that kind of structured information and that much knowledge in one place for that price. So head on over there, go to the website, letstruck.com, click on the university tab, and you will see our courses there. The Keto Jumpstart is live. There's a couple others. We're developing more courses all the time, so we're excited about that. On the health side, I have a list of just so many courses. It's just a matter of getting to them all. The other thing I want to talk about that we're excited about is our app. And we released this app a couple weeks ago. It does one thing, and it does it really well. And that is, download the app. It's free. You open the app, and you can listen to all of our shows. You can listen live on the weekends, even on our three-hour shows. You can listen live while we're doing it on the app, even if we are preempted. So sometimes we get preempted on either Sirius or XM, sometimes both, because of sports. But if you have our app, you're never preempted. You'll always be able to hear us on the app. And not only can you listen live, you can go back and listen to every show. We have shows going back all the way back to 2010 on that app. So whether it's Destination Health, the Power Hour, Questions from the Road, the live shows, they're all on there. The app is free. You got to go to your app store to get it. So go to your app store, whether it's Apple or Android, and search for Audio Road. One word, no spaces. AUDIORoAD. Download the app and start listening.
Yeah, it's, you know what was the big one that I loved, Kevin, was that thing about the weekend shows and when the show's preempted. That's huge.
It really is, because we've been hearing that complaint for 10 years. And, you know, sometimes we're only preempted, you know, because a game ran over, which happens a lot in sports. But a lot of times that's the part people really want to hear, the very beginning of the show, the opening monologue and what we might be talking about that day. So a lot of people are frustrated, even if they only miss the first segment, because it kind of sets the tone for the day. Well, now you don't have to miss those. You can get the app, and anytime you want to listen to us, there's all kinds of shows there. You can listen live. So we're excited about that. What else is going on? Seems like all kinds of stuff.
Holiday week. We talked about a little bit on the last show, and I just, you know, it's a really good time. And we talk about going into the holidays and share, you know, holidays isn't just a complete blowout from Thanksgiving to New Year's. Keep your health in line, try to get sleep, keep your digestion going. If you need some help, you know, with that, any support that way, that's a big, big focus. Keep your digestion going, hydration and sleep, and just enjoy. Find the joy in the holiday season, and we're here for you.
You just touched on something. I'm glad I asked you, because I wanted to talk about this and I forgot all about it. Digestion. So digestion is huge. We know that. We talk about it all the time. We've done multiple webinars on digestion. It's absolutely critical. The good news is the bad news is there are a lot of things that can go wrong with digestion, a lot. The good news is we can fix them all. I am so confident about digestion because we have really, really good results, myself included. And I've fought with digestion problems my whole life. So we use a lot of supplements in digestion, very targeted supplements, because we need them. Our digestion is a mess. So this is one of those areas where we do a lot of targeted supplementation in the beginning, But my goal is always to get people off of those supplements. You know, we jumpstart the process, get everything working right. And if we're eating the right nutrients, we should be able to get off most supplements. I do find, though, and I'm not sure why, I do eat a pretty darn good nutrient-dense, you know, real food diet. And I've said that I got off all the digestive supplements. What I notice is after about 2 months of no supplements, digestion's not working quite as well as it used to. It's like it slides back a little bit. And then what I'll do is I'll go back to the supplements again. You know, I'll take some hydrochloric acid. I'll take some bile salts or some beta TCP. And usually a week or two of that and everything's working right. But I thought, is there another way? You know, is there something else I could be doing that's more of a maintenance kind of thing? So when we get back, I'm going to talk about my latest experiment in digestion. Stick around. We'll do that right after this break. This is Destination Health. Kim's here with me. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're talking about one of our favorite subjects, digestion. Kim, I mentioned this probably a month or so ago that I was going to start doing this and doing it. And what I'm talking about are digestive bitters. You know, we touched on these a little bit in the NTA program. I kind of remember I might have blown over that segment because I don't remember a lot of it, but I remember touching on it. And then I got interested in, again, because I was thinking about, you know, maybe some more natural ways to keep digestion working right. Are there certain foods or are there more natural supplements, maybe we could call them? So I started researching digestive bitters. This is an interesting subject. We've used bitters for centuries or longer, originally in their, you know, their natural form. Digestive bitters come, they're plant extracts, but they're very specific plants and they have a very, very bitter compound in them. It's that bitter compound when it hits our tongue that it sends signals all the way down the digestive system to start working. You know, the science behind it is pretty amazing. So I thought, you know, I'm going to try this because these are really natural substances. They're plant extracts. So, you know, very mild. So I thought I'm going to try this and see if it really works. Like I say, there's a lot of science behind it. So I've been doing it. It works. That's the good news. The bad news is, my God, do these things taste awful.
Which one are you doing?
I'm trying two right now. They're from, you know what? I'm not going to say the name of the company yet because I don't want people running out and buying these because I'm still testing a couple different. But I think I've found the company I'm going to settle on and we may partner with. But I'm sure that no matter where you get them, I've tried a couple different brands. They all taste horrible. That I guess that's kind of the point, though. They are bitters, and they really, really taste bitter. But it's when they hit your tongue, it's almost like I can feel what it's doing. Like it's like the on switch for your digestion, and it's pretty amazing, but it's getting a little better. They recommend like 4 times a day that you take these. I'm kind of averaging about 2, just because sometimes I look at it and go, oh, I just can't do it again. It's really bad. But what my hope is, and I've had this happen before, you know, sometimes we think of even something like alcohol. You know, the first time anybody tastes alcohol, nobody likes it. That's an awful taste. It's kind of the same thing. It's most alcohol has a very bitter taste. But eventually you get used to it, then you even enjoy it. I'm hoping that's what happens with these bitters. So I'm kind of suffering through it right now because they really do work. It's pretty amazing how well they work. But I'm still not able to really look forward to doing it. I have to kind of suffer through it right now.
Yeah, so you see immediate, as soon as you do that, you're seeing immediate response from it?
I do. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's almost like I feel my digestion being turned on. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, mm-hmm. not like I feel everything happening, but it's hard to describe, but I almost feel the stimulation of the mm-hmm. digestion.
That's cool. Yeah. Looking forward to it. I was looking at a site too, and all the different ones that they have. It's really fascinating. So I want to dive into a little bit more as well. And I don't think it wasn't in our class material, but it was, I think it was at all the classes, the workshops we went to, that you may have heard it, and that they shared how they use it. So
maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew touched on it somewhere, and I remembered making notes that I wanted to go back and research it more. And then obviously I got busy and I didn't, but I am now, and I'm pretty excited by them. And like I say, I think the taste thing, I think that's the point, you know, that mm-hmm, it is yeah. such a powerful, you know, stimulant when it hits our tongue. I mean, you feel things are happening. So I'm hoping, like I said, I get past the taste. Now you can, I've seen people say, well, you can dilute them. But my thought is you might be missing the whole point if you dilute them and you don't taste that bitter. I think the mm-hmm. idea is you're
yeah.
bitter. That's what causes the stimulation of the digestive system. So, you know, originally these were used in cocktails. In fact, originally, in order to be called a cocktail, it had to have bitters in it. And they did that because most bitters are extracted with alcohol, so they tend to mix very well with alcohols, and that kind of offsets some of the bitter taste. But they were used as digestive aids. So you'd drink a cocktail before dinner, and that was part of getting your digestion going. Well, I don't really want the alcohol. So when you take the bitter straight, they're pretty darn bitter. I will say that. So I'll continue to work on that, but I'm pretty optimistic about the results.
Nice.
Yeah. So let's get to some phone calls. At the end of the last show, we were talking with Herschel and we ran out of time, and this was an important topic, so I wanted to bring him back. So Herschel, I'll kind of recap for everybody. You've been keto for a couple of years now. We worked through almost all of your issues. You've seen lots of improvements, but you've been having some episodes lately of getting dizzy, standing up, laying down, really dizzy, not just that little bit of wooziness. And we started talking about blood pressure, and you are monitoring yours, and yours is actually on the low side. And low blood pressure can cause you to be dizzy. But there's one more step I want to take in this. Do you know anybody that knows how to take blood pressure with a standard cuff, not your machine?
Oh, boy. A buddy of mine, his wife actually works at a hospital, so she probably does, but catching her home might be interesting. Let me read to you here, just real fast on this one screen I've got up, my readings. 102.57, 109.60, 121.75, 102.65, 119.67. pulse rate between 65 and 73. So,
yeah, those are pretty low numbers for blood pressure. So that may be a part of this. And there's the other thing that we can check for is, and this is why we need somebody that can use a conventional blood pressure cuff. So what you do is you actually lay down on a table, usually works well, like an exam table, and you have them take your blood pressure laying down. That's not the normal way we do it. Normally it's sitting up with your arm resting, but we do this with you laying down. We leave the blood pressure cuff on. After we get that reading laying down, we have you stand up really quick, and then we check the top number again a second time. Within 5 seconds of your feet hitting the floor, we have to get that reading. So it actually takes a little practice, you know, on the part of the person doing the blood pressure. What is supposed to happen when you stand up, especially if you stand up quickly, you want your blood pressure to rise. And that's what will stop you from getting dizzy when you stand up quickly. But for some people, their blood pressure will actually drop when they stand up. That will cause you to be very dizzy. And that's a function of your adrenals. If your adrenals are really strong, they will raise your blood pressure when you stand and you'll feel fine. If they at least hold it steady, you'll probably be okay. But when our adrenals get weak enough and we try to stand up quickly, our blood pressure will drop. And that's what will cause that dizziness. So that was my first thought, is you may already have low blood pressure and you still may have some weakness in your adrenals. After everything you've been through, I wouldn't be surprised. And those two things are causing it. But then you threw in something else. You threw in the congestion and the seasonal allergies, and you wouldn't necessarily have to have an infection, but congestion alone in your inner ear, that's where balance is maintained, is in our inner ear. Any congestion in that area will cause you to get dizzy like this. So my thought is, this may be a combination of all three. You've got low blood pressure, you've probably got some weak adrenals, and you've got some congestion. And I think that's why you had a pretty severe reaction, because it was all three. Let me get to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that some more right after this, and we'll get to more of your calls and questions. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're talking to Herschel about dizziness going on. So one of the other things that can contribute to this, so there's lots of things we can check on or try. Have you ever been listening when I've talked about how to check your own hydration?
Oh, boy. Is that the one where you touch the vein on the back of your hand and see if it pumps back up?
Yes. You hold your hand, let it hang all the way straight down at your side, and feel the vein on the top of your hand. When you're holding it down, it's really nice and firm. and it bounces right back when you push on it. Then you take your hand and bring it up straight out in front of your shoulder and hold it out arm's length, straight out in front of you, and then press on that vein. And for a lot of people, that firmness goes away and the vein gets really, really soft and mushy. That's a good indication that you are underhydrated, that you're dehydrated and you need more fluid. When you're dehydrated, your blood pressure goes down. So that's another thing you can try, is to make sure you stay very hydrated and you keep your mineral balance correct. We've been talking a lot about light balance lately. The mineral balance has a big impact on this. So I have a feeling with you right now, it's not one thing. I think it's a combination of all of the things we just talked about. The low blood pressure, which could be a dehydration and mineral balance. The weak adrenals, which that is the more difficult thing to address. And with you, just knowing you and working with you, I think it's your stress levels. I think you tend to overstress about some things. And that's really hard on your adrenals. So I think there's some of that going on. The seasonal allergies and the congestion could be adding to that. So I think it's a combination of all of those things, which is good because it's not like some, you know, big problem we have to solve. It's just some little adjustments overall. Now, in all of these times, the entities you were working with and then working with us, have you been through a detox?
No, I have not.
You know, Kim and I are not really big on detoxing, on doing a formal detox. And the reason is, most of the time when we eat clean long enough and we're doing all the right things, most of the time our body is pretty good at detoxing on its own. But occasionally we find somebody where after we've been through all this other stuff, if we're still seeing some things that might point to the need for a detox, and your allergies are what I'm looking at. You're still seeing some of those seasonal reactions, and you know, I think that's contributing to this. I would consider doing a detox.
Okay. When I was at that MD doctor, they did have me do kind of a Quasimodo version of what you described on the blood pressure. They had me lay down on the exam table, took BP, had me sit up, still on the table, took BP, then stand up, took BP again. And I don't remember which one was the high and which one was the low, but it only varied 10 points across the three.
10 points is a lot. It's a lot. When we're doing that test, we want the diastolic to go up or at least hold steady. If it drops 10 points, that's 10 points, I believe, if I remember right, is pretty heavy-duty adrenal fatigue.
Okay. The first blood pressure machine they put me on when I went in, they don't even do the old-fashioned way, said 90 over 51, and I told the girl, I said, holy crap, I've never seen it that low. That's, I go into the exam room, the doctor person comes in, she says, my God, that's low. She went and got another machine, and that one was 116.72 or something like that. So which one was right? I have no idea.
My guess is you are experiencing some low blood pressure and some adrenal fatigue and some congestion. So we would work on all three.
Okay.
Low blood pressure.
Okay, how much light balance to start?
At minimum of 2 capfuls a day. And you might even want to try 4.
Because I still got some. I keep forgetting to do it. I'll remember it now that you had the CEO from Light Balance on. I'll remember it when I go home. Set it out on the counter so I don't forget it.
It's the one supplement I do not skip a day. There has not been one day in the last 2 years that I haven't had that. When I travel, I take it with me. It goes to my bulletproof coffee. That way I never forget it. And like I said, it actually makes your coffee taste better. So I would, in the beginning, I might even go to 4 capfuls a day for the first week and then back off to 2. The other thing about the light.
Kevin, it says twice a day if you're training or healing. So I think you're in the healing part.
I think so.
Okay.
That's a really good point. And again, like we were talking about, this is almost self-regulating. If you take too much of the light balance, at some point it's going to start to taste awful. And you're just not going to want to take it anymore. I found kind of my sweet spot, which is 2 capfuls a day. That keeps me right in balance, right where I need to be. So make sure you're very hydrated. Start doing 4 capfuls of the light balance every day. Anything you can do to work on stress, meditation, walking out in nature, anything to get the adrenals healthy.
You know, Kim, are you laughing in the background?
No, but yeah, you know.
Yes, you are. Yes, no, you yeah, are, because I sent you an email titled Thanksgiving Hell. Go ahead and admit it.
That's what I thought when I saw your number out there. I thought Herschel's going to come on talking about Thanksgiving. I'm so glad. Although I'm sad for what you did have to call about. But yeah, stress just eats up your magnesium, which then just, you know, catapults all that kind of stuff. So you're going to get there.
Thanks, guys. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're welcome. You too. And then at some point, Herschel, you might want to think about a detox. If you're still suffering from some of the seasonal allergies, I think we could make some improvements there. Let's go to Illinois. James, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you today?
Good. What can I help you with?
I had a heart attack 2 years ago and went back to the cardiologist this week and do a follow-up. And they say my ejection fraction of my heart has dropped 10%, and the only cure for it is a defibrillator. And I tell him he's full of crap. The heart muscle damage, it can be fixed.
I tend to agree with you. No, I tend to agree with you. Our bodies are pretty amazing. You know, we've fallen into this default mode in our medical system that, and I'm not going to blame it completely on the doctors or the pharmaceutical companies. They're a big part of it. Their number one solution is some sort of a procedure or a drug. Part of it, though, is I think at some point, doctors gave up trying to tell people to change their lifestyle, because I don't think many people do it. And if you're not going to do it, then that's the only thing they have, a drug or a surgery. So it really comes down to, are you willing to change your lifestyle? Are you willing to eat differently? Are you willing to live differently and do some of the things that we know would help? And if you are, then I believe our body will heal itself. Sometimes it takes time, because for a lot of us, we've done the damage over many decades.
Well, when I had this heart attack, I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day. I weighed 310 pounds. I weigh 235 pounds now. I haven't had a cigarette in 2 years. I do not drink no Coca-Cola. I've changed the way I eat, the way I sleep, everything. I've tried everything, and it's still just, all he keeps saying is, here's a pill, take this pill. I quit taking all this medicine. I just throwed it all in the garbage and quit. I feel
well,
great,
I don't think.
But he says, that you got to do this, and I just keep arguing with him until the point where, you know, it's just, he's saying, you're going to do this or else.
Yeah. Have you taken our NutriQ?
Not yet. I haven't. I just started listening to you about a month ago.
Okay. All right. So we have an online questionnaire, and you just go through and answer. It takes a little time, but it's pretty straightforward. You just answer the questions. And from that NutriQ, we can identify exactly what's going on. We can identify if there are digestive problems, if there are blood sugar handling issues, if there are cardiovascular issues. And when we can look at the whole picture, then we can target what we should fix first. You've already done a lot. Quitting smoking, changing the way you eat, losing all that weight, and you feel better. That's more important than anything the doctors tell us. When our body's working right, we know it and we can feel it. I think you need more time. That, you know, you smoked for a long time. That was a lot of smoking. You ate poorly, like all of us. It's going to take some time. But if you take the NutriQ, we can go over that with you, and it doesn't cost anything, and we'll go over it with you right on the show, and we can highlight some things you could do so that you continue to make improvements. But I'm with you. We can get your body to heal this itself. We will. We'll be right back. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. The number to join us, never mind. We're down to the final segment. You can go to the website. It's letstruck.com. If you want to take our NutriQ, it's free. It's an evaluation tool. You can take it free. You can call us during the show, and we'll go over it with you free. And it really is an amazing tool. Kim, you and I have been using this for a while now. I am just blown away at how accurate mm-hmm. this is and
Thank
how
you.
Obvious. Some things. Aren't you just amazed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you read, what people answer and you look to see what could be causing things to happen, it's just fascinating what is going on in the body and how easily through nutrition and like we do some targeted supplementation, you can heal it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're down to the final segment. We still have a ton of calls and questions. Mm-hmm. So let's go to Michigan. David, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Hi there. Good.
Hey, you guys helped me out on the Gold Highway program. So I do have a number of questions, so let me get down to it. So I'm grain-free, I think, and wheat-free, and I'm doing all of this stuff. And can I eat, as far as lunch meat goes, I know lunch meat has, like deli meat, has sodium nitrite in it. As long as I'm not, having bread with that, is that okay to have a little lunch meat with during the day?
I think so. It's not the highest quality meat we're going to get, but I don't worry too much about the nitrites. Both of those occur naturally as well. So we get them in other natural foods. And, it's keto, it's a source of protein. There are a lot worse things you can be eating. And I do realize it's one of those things that on the road, it's a pretty convenient food. So
right.
As long as we're working to get nutrient dense food in when we can, eating some processed meats, I don't think is that big of a deal. If we can find higher quality, then that's always a good thing. For example, our beef sticks that we carry in our store, Paleo Valley, 100% grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They're fermented. There's no junk in there. That's a processed meat, to me, that's actually really good food. It's convenient, doesn't need refrigerate. Go ahead.
I'm getting ready to place my first order with ButcherBox. Okay, it was just a matter of cleaning out my freezer and making room, for the good meat. But I don't think ButcherBox sells deli meat and stuff like that.
No,
so
I didn't really know
what to do about that.
Yeah, it's okay. I wouldn't do it, a lot every day, but, to use it as part of your diet is just fine.
Well, all I do is, and I've talked with you about this before, they'll cut it off at the butcher or the deli. They'll slice it up for you. I just take one piece, I put a little piece of cheese on it and I wrap it up with some lettuce. Okay, and that's it. I just call it like a little meat roll. And it's, and I just have like usually one of those a day. I don't even have more than one. So it's basically one piece of meat, one slice of meat.
Yeah, that's...
What about silicone dioxide? I've noticed that's a common ingredient in a lot of foods. Is silicone dioxide okay?
What foods are you finding that in?
Oh boy. Let's see here. I've just noticed when I pick up a package or something, I always look at the ingredients. I haven't written it down, but I know that it's a common ingredient. I think it's like a anti-caking, like it helps prevent the food caking up.
It's basically sand. I mean, silicon dioxide is basically sand. It's silica, silicon. It's a natural substance. So in and of itself, it's not that big of a deal. But the reason I ask is what you're in highly processed foods most of the time. So that's more of what I was concerned about, not so much the silicon dioxide itself, but it tends to be in more heavily processed foods.
Well, I'm looking at, for example, I'm looking at a little bottle of chili powder, okay? And I always thought chili powder was okay, but there's silicone dioxide in the chili powder. Is chili powder okay to use as a spice?
Almost all spices are really, really good. You know, we don't think of spices or even herbs as being nutritious, but they are some of the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet. They're very nutrient-dense. The problem is we only eat very small amounts of them, but that's certainly adding more seasoning to your food, you know, good high-quality herbs and spices. There's tons of nutrition in there. So
seasoning, stuff like that, then it should be okay if I see it.
Yeah,
I wouldn't worry about it.
But I'll tell you, there are some really good quality spices on the market now. One of my favorite companies is a company called Primal Palate. They make, I get all my spices now from Primal Palate. And they're very clean. They don't have any of those additives. So you may want to look at those. I think I ordered directly from them. I was going to say, I thought I got that from Thrive. But I think I order it directly from Primal Palate. So you might want to look at those.
Would you?
Primal, Primal Palate, Palate. And they have every spice you can imagine. They're gluten-free, they're kosher, they're organic, they're Whole30, they're non-GMO, they're non-irradiated. They don't put anything extra you don't need.
So it's primalpalate.com.
Yep, primalpalate.com.
Okay.
And they don't put in any of those additives that aren't completely necessary.
Okay. I heard a couple shows ago, one of your callers was plugging Red Beard Coffee, and you seemed to be pretty interested in that. You said you were going to check it out. I don't know if you did or not. I checked it out. It just says basically it's organic. You know, it looks really good. I was looking for pesticide-free. If you have coffee that says it's organic, does that also mean it's pesticide-free, or
Yes. Does
it have to specifically say that?
No, it organic. Now they can use natural pesticides and they will, but that's fine because they're all truly natural compounds that also keep pests away. They're not using chemical pesticides. They're not using chemical fertilizers, but they can use natural fertilizers. So yeah,
to consume those, that wouldn't hurt. Okay.
Yeah, and organic coffee is worth spending the extra money on because non-organic coffee is one of the most heavily sprayed crops around. So if it's non-organic, it is heavily sprayed with herbicides and pesticides. So organic is worth it in coffee.
So now I've gone, because I've gone the grain-free and the wheat-free, I've already listened to Grain Brain and the Wheat Belly audiobooks. I've ordered the Wheat Belly recipe book. And I just went out today and I bought at least most of the things on the shopping list that they say. But what are the ingredients that they say to get on the shopping list? Aluminum-free baking powder. So I went ahead and I bought a can. But I noticed that the first ingredient is cornstarch. I mean, if I'm trying to be grain-free, is this going to be okay to use? I mean, I've noticed that some of the ingredients kind of conflict with being, you know, grain-free when it's telling me to use cornstarch or something else. I really don't know what to do. I'm a little confused.
Yeah, so, you know, there's a couple ways to look at this. You can get baking powder that is both aluminum and corn-free. You can actually make it yourself at home. It's not all that difficult. You're not getting a ton of cornstarch in there. We're only using small amounts. So, you know, if you really, really want to be strict grain-free, you could do that. But I don't know that it's really necessary, but you can find alternatives out there. Like I said, you can even make your own at home from baking soda and a couple other ingredients. So really up to you how strict you want to be on that. I'm looking at the clock and it looks like we've got to wrap this up and get out of here. Thanks for joining us. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I was going to say I'll see you this weekend for the live show, but I'm actually going to take this weekend off. Haven't done that in a long time. So enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we will see you back here next week. Thanks, Kim.